Showplace Music and ThankYouLess.com invite you to celebrate the 100th birthday of Les Paul with Thank You Less, a thrilling 21-track CD featuring an eclectic lineup of artists including Steve Miller, Jose Feliciano, Bucky Pizzarelli, and more, all backed by Les's original trio. A music icon and a musician's musician, Les Paul sold over 30 million records, many as part of the famous duo Les Paul and Mary Ford. The remarkable Les Paul was also the inventor of the Gibson solid body electric guitar and sound-on-sound recording. Don't miss this fabulous tribute. Winner of 3 Independent Music Awards, Downbeat says, "Thank You Les is a heartfelt love letter and sincere tribute to one of the most influential musicians of all time." Look for Thank You Les at thankyouless.com. That's thankyouless.com. Hey there, my friends. Welcome back into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, mixing up the music in a way that I hope is to your liking, and we thank you very much for sharing part of your day with us. By the way, if you have anything that you'd like to share, I sure hope you won't hesitate to reach out to me. You'll find me on Facebook in 2 locations. My personal page is Lise Avery. I spell my name L-I-S-E-A-V-E-R-Y. And there's a fan page out there for Anything Goes Radio, too, so I hope you'll take a moment to head there and like Anything Goes Radio. Or next time you're online, please take a moment and head on over to my website, which is anythinggoesradio.com, and sign up for my newsletter, and that way we have lots of ways to stay in touch. If you take a moment to do that, we can let you know when we have a contest for really great stuff or when we'll be bringing you an interview that we're really excited about. As I promised you, let's spend some quality time with the Ink Spots. The Ink Spots were an American vocal group. They gained international fame in the 1930s and the 1940s, and they were widely accepted in both the white and black communities, largely due to the ballad style introduced to the group by lead singer Bill Kenny. And this one was their first smash hit.
If I didn't care more than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, then why do I thrill? And what makes my head go round and round while my heart stands still? If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
If I didn't care, honey child, more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? Darling, if this isn't love, then why do I thrill so much? And what is it that makes my head go round and round while my heart just stands still so much?
If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Hey, would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
Hi, this is Don Rickles. You're listening to Anything Goes. Enjoy it. And don't forget, tell Lisa you love her. That's important, otherwise she gets moody.
I'm making believe that you're in my arms, though I know you're so far away. Making believe I'm talking to you, wish you could hear what I say. And here in the gloom of my lonely room, we're dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light and kiss my pillow, making believe it's you.
I'm making believe that you're in my arms, though I know you're so far away. Making believe I'm talking to you, wish you could hear what I say. And here in the gloom of my lonely room, we're dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light and kiss my pillow, making believe it's you.
Dancing like we used to do.
Making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light and kiss my pillow. Making believe is.
The Ink Spots in 1944, along with Ella Fitzgerald and I'm Making Believe. Now, if they sounded kind of comfortable together, that's because the Ink Spots worked as a backing group for Ella before they hit it big on their own. And that track was one of the last to feature bass singer Hoppy Jones, who died in 1944. We also heard the Ink Spots' first smash on Decca in 1939, If I Didn't Care. From the moment that song hit in 1939 through 1951, the Ink Spots were rarely absent from the pop charts. The Ink Spots were instrumental in pioneering the black vocal group harmony genre and helped to pave the way for the doo-wop explosion of the 1950s. Bill Kenny's high tenor foreshadowed hundreds of street corner leads. Yeah, you know, those guys singing on the street corners. And the sweet harmonies of Charlie Fuqua, Deke Watson, and bass Hoppy Jones backed him flawlessly. Now, believe it or not, I was inspired to share this set of all Ink Spots with you by my 9-year-old nephew, Blake. He was playing a game, and for some reason, it kept playing the Ink Spots over and over. I'm not sure what else Blake was doing while he was playing the game, but while he was doing it, he was being introduced to the music of the Ink Spots, which I'm certainly down with. By the way, since the Ink Spots disbanded, there have been countless groups masquerading as them, using their name, but those groups have nothing to do with the original. Right now, how about we hear one more from the Inkspots along with their good friend Ella Fitzgerald from that same recording session in 1944.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each and every life, some rain has got to fall, but too much of that stuff has fallen into mine. And into each heart, some tears has got to fall, but I know that someday that sun is bound to shine.
Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts,
but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
The Inkspots, along with Ella Fitzgerald in 1944, and Into Each Life, Some Rain Must Fall. The name of the song is actually derived from a poem called Rainy Day by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. We've come up to a break, but on the other side, I have many interesting treats for you, including a cut from a CD sent to me by Rebecca Tolentino, who's been listening to Anything Goes on KPYK outside of Dallas, Texas, for many years. And, well, all that and more will be waiting for you on the other side, right here on Anything Goes.